Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Some news stories really hit home more than others, and one that really got me recently was about a Christian church in Indonesia. There were tensions in the West Java region between the church and another group, and the news report said things progressed like this. A few months prior, 8 of the congregation had been assaulted and injured in an attack. Did that stop the church from meeting though? No, it didn't. Then the church building was sealed shut and they were forbidden to hold services there. Did that stop them? Nope. They went out and met for church in a field. Then, when the Sunday service was going on in that field, someone came past on a motorbike, stabbed one of the church leaders and assaulted the reverend. The leader was rushed to hospital, but thankfully everyone survived. And from what I read, they're still meeting for church. The congregation has to travel in groups and always be on the lookout, but nothing seems to stop them from getting together to worship God. It's a shocking story, and it got me asking a few big questions of myself. How important is Jesus to me? Enough that I would endure brutality like that for believing in him? In our society, it's more about whether I can sacrifice my sleep in to get to church or not, not whether I'd risk my life to be there. It seems to me that those Christians saw their horrible circumstances on one hand, but saw God's love on the other hand, and God still came out on top. How's that for priorities? What does it look like for us in the Western world to be as unselfish and faith-filled as that? And the second question it had me asking was, how do I treat my neighbour? Christianity is not the majority in many nations around the world, and clearly having Christian neighbours is threatening and unacceptable to some people. So it got me asking, how do I treat my minority neighbours here? The Bible tells us to love our enemies and pray for people who persecute us. Jesus said this, "If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even the corrupt tax collectors do that much." Those Indonesian Christians also got me looking at who I love and how I love them. What about you? Do you understand why people would be prepared to go through all of that for their faith in God? And how high up on your priorities is your comfort compared to your faith? Are you loving people beyond just those who love you? I hope this story of those persecuted Indonesian Christians has challenged you the way it's challenged me. And if you want more information about the persecuted church, one place to start is the web, persecution.org. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.